interesting name for a schmooze. Rabbi Rosenbaum came to me recently. Apparently the person who was supposed to speak for whatever reason couldn't speak, so Rabbi Rosenbaum asked me at the last minute if I could do it, hence the name of the schmooze. No, chas v'sholem. There's an interesting phenomenon that I've noticed in the world. Buses and buildings. You go onto a bus, the Bati Midrashim, and there's a sign that says, Mipnei Seba Tokum, right? For an old man, you should stand up. Sometimes it'll quote the Maror Makom, where it says in the Torah, the halacha of being mechabed, an older person. What it means is, you should give him your seat. You go into a building that they don't want you to. The people in the building don't want people trespassing, don't want people going through the building, they make it dirty. They use the elevators, they make noise. So there's a ganze sign over there, Lisasa Gvul Reacho, brings the Maror Makom from the Torah. People, but the Midrashim, Shuls, they want you to return the Svarim that you use, a Siddur, a Chumash, Gemara's, other Svarim. So the whole sign about Leisigzel, with a letter from the stipler, and the amount of Bittul Torah that you're causing with all the Cheshbonis. It's so beautiful. It's not. The sign should say, please remember to return the sefer that you use. The sign should say, private property, do not trespass. The sign should say, please get up for the elderly. Whoa. What am I trying to say? And if I'm right, so then, what is the source for the simplicity of what I'm trying to bring out? We're just coming off of Parshas Chukas. And there's a tremendous yesod that many speak about in Parshas Chukas, but at the same time, there's a tremendous mistake that we make from that yesod. Zois Chukas HaTorah. Hachonim are medayik, Zois Chukas HaTorah, that the whole Torah is a chayk. Every mitzvah is a chayk. That means even the mishpatim, even the mitzvahs that we should understand on our own, those are also chukim. What does that mean? It means that Kadosh Baruch Hu is mitzave and we do. Regardless of whether there is a reason, regardless of whether we understand the reason, if this is the mitzvah, we do it because Kadosh Baruch Hu is mitzave. That's the chayk. Nase. So often, people misunderstand and they think that perhaps that's how we're supposed to go. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says we do, without thinking. And all the mitzvahs are like that. We do without thinking. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says we do. Nase. We should do. Bilam teaches us otherwise in this week's parasha. There's a nishma. There's an understanding behind the mitzvahs. Avada, the mitzvahs we have to do because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzaveh, regardless whether we understand or not. But we have a chiyuv to understand, developing our seichel, and in understanding the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which makes sense. Sometimes we're able to grasp them, sometimes we're not able to grasp them, but they make sense. Developing our seichel in a way that we can understand more and more about HaKadosh Baruch Hu through being Mekayim his Ratzon, through doing his mitzvahs, is our chiyuv. That's the nishma, the nasa and the nishma. Where do we see it in this week's parasha? Bilam finally decides to go on his way after Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him that he could go. Bilam is traveling, and it says that a malach gets in the way, And the also in the donkey sees the Malach, and he stops. He moves to the side of the wall, crushes Bilam's leg. He can't pass. And Bilam gets angry, and he hits the donkey with a stick. So, of course, the donkey starts talking to him. And she says, "What did I do to you? Why are you doing this to me? Why are you hitting me three times?" And they're having a conversation here. And Bilam is actually responding to the donkey. Until finally, Vayigal Hashem Esenei Bilam Vayares Malach Hashem. Finally, Bilam sees the Malach Hashem, Nitzav V'derech, V'chor B'shlufo B'yodai. And the Malach is about to kill Bilam. Bilam gets up, goes off the donkey, he bows down. And the Malach says to him, "Why are you hitting the Chamor three times? Don't you see that I'm here? I'm stopping him from going." Conversation goes on, and Bilam says, "Chatosi ki lo yodati ki atonitzav lekrasi yibadorech. I sinned. I didn't see you. Frek the Shlo HaKadosh. I sinned. Bilam sinned. He says, I didn't see you. If he didn't see the Malach, so there was no chutzpah kineged the Malach of Hashem. He didn't see him. How is he supposed to know? Why does he say chatosi? I have sinned. What sin did he do? He didn't know. Zok the Shlo HaKadosh, a tremendous yisoy. The lashon of the Shlo. If he didn't know, why did he sin? Why is that called a sin? What a person is supposed to know and understand, and he doesn't know, he's chayiv, who chayiv bedover. He's chayiv, and he'll be punished. Because Gadshbohu gave him seichel in order to understand. Here also, Bilam, he should have understood. The donkey was stopping. The donkey usually doesn't do that. Donkeys usually don't speak. As soon as the donkey started talking, he should have realized there's something going on over here. No, he continues on a conversation. He's not using his seichel. His seichel is mechayiv him lahaskil olahovin. His seichel is mechayiv him to think that there's something else going on over here. V'ha'ikr, says the Shlo, for those who learned Baba Kama, Adam Mu'ud La'ilam. And Adam, a person, is mechuyev in every single situation. Bein Er, Bein Yashin, he has to have Seichel. Says the Shlo HaKadosh, a gewaldige yesoid. That Bilam, though he didn't have a tzivoy, no one told him anything. From his own seichel and his avana, he should have understood that something is going on over here. And from the fact that he didn't use his seichel, he was chayiv in oynish. We can understand this yesoid. We see more about this yesoid, the makor of this yesoid. That a person has to... His seichel is mechayiv him from the Eben Ezra in Tehillim. The Eben Ezra brings his masbir on the pasuk Yoishvei Choshech v'tzalmoves Asirioni u'barzel. The other one is familiar with the two pesukim before that. Yoidu l'Hashem chastu v'nif lo'isiv l'vnei yodam. Ki yisbi a nefesh shekeka v'nefesh re'eva milei toiv. David HaMelech copied the song once again. But then it goes on to say something which is less exciting. Yoish v'choshech v'tzalmoves. Those that sit in darkness, in a prison cell, asiri anu uvarzel. They have chains and iron wrapped around them. Oni, they're being inflicted and suffering. Why? Ki himru imre kel v'atzas el yoynotzu. Because they rebelled against the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where do we see they rebelled? Says the Eben Ezra, Adover Nifla. Even when there's no tzivoy. V'amri aleihem pekudei leiv. The amorim that we're talking about over here, the mitzvahs, the things that these people were over, that because of that they have to sit in dark dungeons and be and be tortured is because of the pikudei halev, the mitzvahs of the lev. Shashem nota belev kol medaber. HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted in every person's heart. Kol medaber, in every person's heart. No different between a yid and a goy. In every person's heart, there's something called pikudei halev. Mitzvahs of the lev. The lev is mechayiv. The seichel is mechayiv. They're planted within our hearts. The same yesod in Chovas HaLevavos, in Shara Avodas Elikim, Loshon of the Chovas HaLevavos is, and this is must be a little bit more what the metzius of this seichel is, Ha'ora Hasichlis, the awareness of the seichel, he has koras Elikim as Ha'odam v'emtso sichle. This is the reminder that of a Kaddish Baruch Hu via his seichel. To know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to recognize the simonim of his wisdom. That means the seichel itself is a representation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wisdom in the world, and every person has it. It's mechayiv him. There's many other rayas to this yisoid, that there's something called pikudei halev, mitzvahs halev, that a person's lev, his seichel is mechayiv him. From Rav Tzadik HaKoyin, the Kuzari, we won't quote all of them right now, but there are many rayas to this yisoid. Rabbi Yeruchma speaks about it. He says the Gemara in Kiddushin Amem Amabei is the idea of Chut HaMashulish LaBimheir Yinotek, is the idea, is the Gemara says, is Mikra Mishnah, Torah Shebechsav, Torah Shebalpeh, and Derech Eretz, and he's masked with the Derech Eretz, which is Kodma LaTorah. Derech Eretz is part and parcel of a person's makeup, which prevents him from chait, like the Gemara says in Kiddushin. Rabbi Yeruchim says, from there we see that the Seichel being Mechayiv is Da'iraisa. Derech Eretz is not stam a nice thing. It's Mechayiv Mida'iraisa. We don't need a maramokim that when an old yid gets onto a bus that we stand up for him. We don't need a maramokim ibn Seva Tokum. The seichel is mechayiv then. Now it doesn't mean that the Torah doesn't design and be meshavshif and sharpen our seichel even more and more and tell us exactly how to be mechayiv. And there's always chidushim in the mitzvahs. Oh, but the seichel is mechayiv. A person takes a sefer from the shelf, the seichel is mechayiv him to return it. It's pikudei halev. It's part of the pashtus das of a person. If the building says, please do not come, private property, it's over. That's deraisa, that's seichel. The seichel is mechayiv. You don't go on somebody else's property if they don't want. I don't need leisasa gvur reacha with a marmokim. And I got a letter from the stipler about Gezeilas Zman. I do need that. A few examples. Maybe on a lighter note. Looks pretty heavy in here right now. You're on a bus. You get onto a bus. A three bus from the Kaisel. You manage finally to elbow your way up to the front. Push yourself on. You have a chofshi anyway, so you don't really have to put on the thing, right? Probably not. You go get yourself a seat. Fine, the bus is filling up. Right next to you, standing a lady that's expecting. She's in her 15th month. Well, you're also expecting to get the second Seder, right? So she's, I'm expecting. It's a hot day. Okay, well, let's done it. I should get up. It's bittul Torah. I need my koiches. It's bittul Torah. So the chara, I should stay over here. No, but then you think to yourself, wait a minute. It could be she's carrying a boy. And if you don't let her sit down, the boy might be a little bit weaker. And that's also bittul Torah. But it's okay because it's a sofek. Maybe it's a girl. Sofek deraisa l'chumra bittul Torah. Not only that. It's a suffix, it's a boy or a girl, and maybe it'll be a nafel, it'll be a miscarriage. So the chances of being a live boy are less than 50%. You're mechayiv to stay sitting. How can you get up for her? There's a lot that goes on in our minds. Everyone could use your own imagination, but there's a lot that goes on, right? Avada the seichel ayasha, the glata seichel is. she's a shvacha person, you get up, finished. But it says mipnei seva takum, for an old person you get up. It's mashma, a young person you shouldn't get up, right? For supper one day, the schnitzel is a little bit dry, right? So it needs something. It needs a little chili matok. So you go to the kitchen. We're out of chili matok. But don't worry, there's a whole shelf of barbecue sauce, Hunt's, Heinz, ketchup, all sorts of zachen. You know your friend has a few of those, so Mr. Stomach he would let you take. Anyway, you're taking less than a shove of pruta, so there's no dingezel on it. And you go, by the time you finish the cheshbon, you're already like squeezing out a little bit. Because you remember also last year, El, he let you have. You give a little spritz. Yeah, it goes, gets on your shirt. Now he owes you. You know, we'll just call it even. There's a guy comes in from the street and you ask him, you think I could take someone else's ketchup? Why, how could you do that? It's also, it's forbidden. It's forbidden. It belongs to someone else, doesn't it? The seichel is mechayiv. Oh, rental cars. That's a good one, right? Rental cars. Take a car out. You treat it. Not in the chas shalom from this yeshiva. I'm saying if you would ever know somebody that would take a car out, you know. You treat it, guys, like he thinks he's an Indy 500. Who knows what happened to the car, how many speed bumps, curbs he hits on the way. You know, the whole chassis, I don't know what that is, but the chassis falling off. There's a couple scratches on the car. He comes, returns it. No problem. Let's toss some water on the side of the car, put some sand on it, cover that scratch. The bottom of the car that's falling out, they probably won't notice. Even when that guy comes around, sometimes with that stick on the mirror, sometimes they check like that. But they don't always do that. Pashtus, the company's owned by a guy. You signed the contract, you're going to return it the way you received it. But they know. The seichel is mechayiv, it's gezel. It's mazik and it's gezel. I am a bachar, I don't have money. The seichel is mechayiv. We don't need anything beyond the seichel being mechayiv. A lot of times, because we're used to the lamdis, or I don't know, chazal mekatrik, but something is missing, and we leave our seichel out, and we allow our minds to be fakrumt. This is a good one that you might not be aware of, but I think it's pashut. If anyone disagrees, please keep your opinion to yourself. When you go to some official office and they have the numbers, you take numbers, right? So you get there early, take a few numbers for your friends also, right? You're waiting on 2 hours, they come 2 hours later. They were never there, they weren't there. They didn't. It's not like they were there and they left and they forgot to take a number, even maybe Yesh Ladin. Or stam, someone comes in, a friend of yours, and you realize there's an extra number, or you found one on the floor. Someone, I guess, apparently left and dropped the number on the floor, so give it to him. You could ask your local Orthodox rabbi, but to me, the seichel is mechayiv. That's usher. That's gezel. What are the numbers for? The numbers are just to keep in order. Whoever comes first gets served first. If you come in 2 hours later, you happen to find the number on the floor, your friend gives you a number, so that gives you a zchus kedima. You're allowed to go first. So if Adel Olam could clear, yeah, because since people see that there's more numbers, so everybody's miyayish already. It's a yush. The miyayish is, I don't know, ask your local Orthodox rabbi. But to me, the push to seichel is, how could you do that? How are you able to come in and cut the line and make everybody else wait for you when you didn't wait? Ukehena, ukehena, rabbis, many, many different examples in our lives. On a constant basis, that our seichel, our glat, the yashar seichel that we all have. We all have them because they're the pekudei halev, that what the Chazanish says in his beautiful lashon, as the Chazanish always has. He calls it the seichel, the malach, bein hayitzor, bein hayoitzer lahayitzor. It's the malach, it's the messenger, it's the malach. Between the Yoitzer, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu, between the Creator and his created. That's what the Seichel is. My favorite is when it comes to like from a Zachin. That's my favorite. So they say the Chazon Ish, they say this from the Chazon Ish, I don't know if the story is true, I don't know if the Chazon Ish ever said it, but I heard it a couple times. They said there's a certain country in the world that doesn't have the din of din of the Malchus Dino. And therefore, the Chazon Ish said, you'd be able to, you know, any government office, you'd be able to take chairs home with you. Who do they belong to? The country? The country, there's nothing mechayiv. No Israeli sigzel. You could take the chairs home with you. But I would never do it because it's bad for the midos. So of course, everyone heard the first part of the Chazon Ish. No dinon d'ruzi, you take the chairs home. And anything else connected with that particular country, you could avoid paying or take home. Did anyone hear the other part of the Chazon Ish? But I would never do it because it's bad for the midos. Yeah? Oh, the midos! The midos, it's nice, I have good midos, but things are schwer, I need some money, it's mashchis the midos. That's also a mechayiv, that's also derech eretz, to make sure that the midos are intact. And if I'm recognizing that there's something that I'm doing that's destroying my glatkeit, my yashrus and seichel in my midos, then I'll stay far away from it. Someone told me, my sister, Yitzchak Berkowitz, Shlita, he said he never argues with cab drivers. He doesn't argue with cab drivers. Even if they rip him off, 3 shekel, 4 shekel, 5 shekel. Why not? He says, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. The fighting and the machlaikis that he's going to have to go through in order to deal with this 3 or 4 shekel, what it does to him as a person, is not worth the 3 or 4 shekel. So all of us righteous people say, yeah, no, it's not for me. It's for all the other b'nai Torah that he's going to rip off, right? That's why, of course, after he gives you the money, you put it in tzedakah. The seichel of a person, the glatkeit of a person, the midos of a person are precious. That's what he's here to hone. Unfortunately, sometimes people, even within certain frumkeiten, lose this focus. Right? My favorite is watching people. I really can't stand it. I call it my favorite, Lashon Saginor. There's a guy coming collecting money. He has 10 kids at home. He can't afford bread. One kid's in the hospital. Yeah, and he comes over to someone in shul. And the guy pulls out his half a shekel. Yeah, two hands. Chavivus HaMitzvah. Yeah, Chavivus HaMitzvah, two hands. Maybe there's a person across from you that doesn't feel like being your pushka. Yeah, the seichel is mechayiv, not like that. I read in Svarim I should give tzedakah with two. Yeah, Vadav is an Indian in your pushka at home. Yeah, but there's another person over here. Sometimes we lose the seichel because I'm doing a mitzvah. Oh, this is a good one, right? Building a sukkah, erev sukkahs, at what time? 11:30 at night. Well, that's not a problem. It's a mitzvah. Well, you know the Gemara here in a menorah of someone, Erev Shabbos, someone bumps into somebody else, he's being oisik in Tarchi Mitzvah. One second. You know your neighbors put their kids to sleep, right? What does the seichel say? What does the seichel say? Don't wake them up. It's push it to everybody. Now you want to clear. Could he take you to a din Torah? Could he be mechayiv you? Why go keneged the pekudei alev? There's mitzvahs of the lev. There are mitzvahs of the seichel is mechayiv. It's pashid. It's pashid that a person shouldn't do such a thing. No, we push the seichel to the side. An old lady is trying to get some bags across the street. Yeah. So you look at it one way, you're looking like, okay, you don't want to do this. It's a hot day, this and that. You know, you finally decide, I am going to be a good Boy Scout. You walk across the street, you pick up the bags, you help her across the street, she's walking slowly with her walker, you bring it in, you put it down across the street, she says, oh, thank you, toda rabba. You are feeling like $1,000,000. I am a tzaddik yisoid oilam. I don't want to sound heavy or anything, but a tzaddik yisoid oilam? You're not a behemoth. What? Is it sad that you would leave this lady with all of her bags, and you see she's struggling with them, and she can barely get home with them, and I'm a tzaddik yisoid oilam. I don't need extra mitzvahs and hidurim for that. The seichel is mechayiv. The seichel is mechayiv. Ask any guy in the street, what should you do? Of course, help the lady across the street. The pekudei halev, the seichel, the malach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put as the kesher between the creator and those that he created, is mechayiv a person. This yisod we find in the Ramban in Parshas Noach. Lo nigzar adin on that door, elam epnei achomos. The gzeira on the door of Mabel, even with all the terrible things that were happening, was stealing. That's what they were chayiv misa for. And the Ramban explains, because stealing is a mitzvah sichlis. That even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not mitzavet, even before any nesinas ha-Torah, it's a mitzvah sichlis. It's a mitzvah that the seichel is mechayiv ad kedei kach that they were chayiv misa for not being mechayim the mitzvahs ha-seichel, the mitzvahs in the lev. Reb Gedalia Eisman, the mashkiach of Kol Torah, uses this yisoid when the imos are telling Yaakov Avinu, yeah, it's time to go back, and they list a whole bunch of reasons. It's very late, so I'll be mekatzer. But in Parshas Vayetze, when they list different reasons al pi seichel that they should go back. And then they say, and also Kadosh Baruch Hu said, that we should leave Lavan. And also Kadosh Baruch Hu said that we should leave. Sounds kind of strange. They have their own reasons. And then at the end they say, and also Kadosh Baruch Hu said that we should leave Lavan. Reb Gedalia Eisman is masbir, because the inyanim that they understand in their seichel, why they should leave Lavan, are also messages from Hashem. It's the malach. Bein ha-yoytze le-yitzor. There's also messages from Hashem. And Ken Zion, he says the chiddush, he says that, and they're koydim the tzivoy of Hashem. They're the pashtis. They're koydim the tzivoy of Hashem. We could see the writing on the wall. We could see what it says through our seichel. If someone's not sure, say that you could ask someone who understands seichel a little bit more than him if he's afraid it's not, his seichel isn't telling him straight. Oh, but they understood from their seichel, this was the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mentioned this once before, but I have been known to send my children to their room when, in response to, what's the reason that you did that? I wasn't thinking. Go to your room. In this house, we think. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says that one of the biggest averis is not thinking. One of the biggest averis is not thinking, because a person doesn't think, he could do anything. I'll finish off with a story that I saw in the Sefer Kriya Bikirya. I got a lot of these in Yonim from this Sefer, from Moshe Samsonovich. He says that Reb Shlomo Freifeld, Zatzal, was one time visiting Eretz Yisrael, and they had a meeting to discuss certain in Yonim and Chinuch and different things about yeshivas. And Reb Moshe asked him, there's sometimes a chavrusa shaft in the yeshiva that's going okay. And then another bacher comes in. He's an excellent bacher, and he would work well with one of those bacherim from the chavrusa shaft. And the bacher wants to know, could I break up with my chavrusa shaft and I'll learn with that other bacher? I'll learn better with him. And Rav Moshe says, and there's some rosh yeshivas, whatever, and they paskin chayecha koydmin, for sure, your life comes first. He says, Reb Shloima answered in a storm. And he said, the Chavruzashaft is going well. He says, what would the Seichel be Mechayiv? What would the Seichel say? Drop your Chavruzah in the middle of his man, leave him without a Chavruzah? He says, Hayitachin Hadavar, that the Torah that you want from having that better Chavruzah will be built on such a Krumazach. The Seichel is Mechayiv, not the Torah. The Chavruzah was going okay. It's not like it was falling apart. It was going okay. Oh, now I could get better. And you're going to leave that guy on the side. The Chavruzah, the Seichel is Mechayiv not to do such a thing. If a person is be'emes out of their mind, or their mind is out of them, ein hachanami. They're potter from the mitzvah seichel, and they're potter from kol ha'teira kula, because they're a shoite. We should be zoiche to be like one of the chassidish rebbes was medayik, anchei kodesh tiyun li, in Parshas Mishpatim. Ein hachanami, it says kodeshim tiyu, but if you look at Mishpatim, it says anchei kodesh tiyun li. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this Chassidish Rebbe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Malachim, Kedoshim, I have a lot of. It's our job to be Anshei Kodesh, to be a mensch that's Kodesh. Shabbat Shalom.